The academic chips are stacked against children who have been placed in the care of the State Department of Children and Families. For one, the trauma of being separated from their families and from their school, friends, and teachers often sends these children into a tailspin, and learning takes a back seat. That was the case for 16-year-old Jaquan Harris.
Whenever I had the opportunity to do the right thing, I always chose the wrong thing out of spite and just for pure attention. Like, after you go into care, it seems as if nobody cares at all.
As these children bounce back and forth between foster homes and group homes, they often change schools multiple times and must start all over again from scratch and risk falling further behind. For 19-year-old Selena Perez, moving from Manchester to Tallinn meant a loss of course credits.
The Tallinn High School credits were higher than Manchester, so I didn't have enough credits to even be considered a senior. I was devastated. I was just like, no, I'm so close.
State lawmakers, child advocates, and community leaders gathered at the Capitol to hear sometimes emotional testimony from members of the DCF Youth Advisory Panel, teenagers who have been in the care of the state for most of their lives. When asked how they would change the child welfare system, their answer was simple.
We need someone that's going to be there for us 24/7.
You know, we need somebody who we think is a nice person, who we can talk to. DCF children aren't the most connective people.
So that when the child unfortunately does have to go to 5 different schools, at least they still have that one person who's never changing.
Ray Hardman, WNPR News.